The Golden Gates are Warrington's most recognisable landmark. They're in the town centre and stand outside the town hall as part of its gardens. They're made out of wrought iron and are covered in gold leaf. On the top of them they're locally known as the Four Angels. They're actually representations of the Greek goddess Nike, the goddess of victory. The story has it that these are actually the last four virgins left in the town. I can't say whether that's true or not, you'll have to make your own mind up. Now, the story of how Warrington acquired these gates apparently it goes like this. They were designed by John Bell for Queen Victoria, and they were supposed to go to Sandringham Palace and stand there. Now, unfortunately, they were put on display in Rotten Row in London for the Queen to come and have a look at. Queen Victoria Julie did come down. She liked the look of the gates, but didn't like the look of the Oliver Cromwell statue that was stood right behind them at the time, so she rejected them out of hand. They were then left and were abandoned, basically, in a foundry in Shropshire, where they were discovered by Frederick Monks in 1893. He liked them, and so brought them to the town. Now, in the 70s, they were looking a little worse for wear, and had even been damaged by a lorry. So, decided to restore them in that time, and in 1977, they were put where they currently are now, which is outside the town hall. And they were basically repainted with the black and gold that you see now. And that's where the gold leaf actually comes from. Before it then, there was no gold leaf on them. They are really an impressive looking sight. And so whenever you come to Warrington, you really, really do have to come and look at them.